Good morning. Welcome to J-Fire Radio. This is our episode one, New Age Business. And this is where people come to hear success tips and secrets about the New Age business. And I'm here with home-based business experts, Aaron Biley and Craig Schultz. Welcome, boys.
Hey, Benny boy. How are you?
Hey, I'm Ben.
Exceptionally well, boys. And thanks for being here today. Now, we're here to talk about, you guys have had a lot of success in home-based business. So let us know, how did this all happen? Now, I know that you started in traditional business. So how did you make the transformation from traditional business? And what was the traditional business that you're actually in?
Ben, I started off traditional business in the fitness industry. So I started off as a personal trainer. Just as an entrepreneur, just took that next step, the big plunge into owning my own business. So I was in my early 20s, actually, and just moved to South Australia, and I was looking for something to do, transitioning across it from the corporate world as an engineer. So I was an engineer before that, but for me, I was better working with people. So personal training, I was really passionate about it, had a good client base, and then an opportunity arose where I could take over a gym. And when I took over that gym, you know, that springboarded into owning gyms all around Australia. But that was my leg into the industry of business and entrepreneurship.
So as a trainer, Craig, were you training people, obviously training people in gyms, and thinking that all the profits are going to the gym owners and you need to jump in and get a piece of the action? Is that how it started for you?
Yeah, basically, I think working in the corporate world was really the big kicker for me. So I spent 5 years at university getting 2 university degrees and worked in the corporate world. And I just didn't like the 9-to-5, someone telling me what to do all the time, you know. And it was a real shame because I had a great, career set ahead of me. But for me, I realized then that I needed to be my own boss. So started in personal training, built up a lot of clients, got a taste for that industry and realized that that was the direction that I wanted to head at the time. But, you know, I didn't want to be a personal trainer just working out in my backyard effectively. So I looked to set up my own gym, which was a franchise and a growing franchise business in South Australia.
Okay. Now, Aaron, I know you were in a pretty similar situation to Craig. Also was a football player, I believe, at some stage. Were you a personal trainer as well? Did you make the same transition in the fitness industry as Craig did?
Similar story from the fitness industry, but when I look back now, probably an entrepreneur from the day I was born. You know, I used to get Christmas and birthday presents and sell them back to my brothers and my sisters for $1, $2. So,
you weren't the guy that sold your lunch to the kids for a profit.
I was that guy. I was that guy and anything in between. So, like you said, you know, I went down to town to play football and life just goes on. And it wasn't until I read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by, you know, Robert Kiyosaki when I was about 20, that just realigned and reignited all these, you know, different entrepreneurial thoughts that I had. And literally 4 weeks after reading that book, I quit my job, sold my car and bought my first business, which was in the gym game, like what Craig said. And so that's how I got my start in business. Yeah, not really knowing what I was doing, and devoured every book on marketing, business, real estate, shares, people, personal development, and build a successful business up there to start with.
So at that stage, you're reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you're reading all the wealth creation books and educating yourself on what you're going to do. Did you know you wanted to get into the fitness industry at that stage? Or did you just feel that that was a good widget to get you where you needed to be?
I just knew I needed to be in business. And Robert Kiyosaki says 80% of people getting ahead are in business. And I just took that literally and just took massive action. So for me, being a footy player, being a sporty guy, the first thing that sort of came to mind was fitness industry. What am I going to do? An opportunity for a franchise came up with a gym. I thought I loved owning my gym. And then really the marketing and the business side of things came later when, you know, devouring those books on marketing. So it wasn't a real deliberate stage. Whereas, yep, I'm going to go and own a gym business. It was, I just need to get into business for myself.
So I'll ask Craig this question first. Look, a lot of people struggle with the thought of getting into business because of fear. And they have this fear of not having a paycheck every Friday. How did you guys, and I'll ask Craig this question first, how did you guys overcome that fear of not having a paycheck every Friday to go to the pub with?
Well, for me, I sort of get bored, I guess, when I'm trading time for money. So I was always looking to work out how I can leverage myself in general, whether it was in my job, trying to generate flexi hours, or that was an opportunity for me in my job. But, you know, I just hated the thought of turning up for a set hours of the day and just getting paid for that. So for me, I get excited about the fact that you can generate and improve your hourly rate from the production that you do. So it was quite easy for me to get over that fear because I just wanted to get ahead in life. You know, I was thinking 5, 10, 15 years down the track, not just for this point in time. So very easy for me when you can think of the bigger picture.
Yeah, well, that's right. Look, I've been self-employed for 10 years and I had a lot of people say to me, wow, I'd love to wear shorts on a Tuesday and all that kind of thing. And I say, well, look, you really can. And they say, well, I can't because I've got this going on or I've got a mortgage and I've got all these other commitments to do. And it really comes down to the fear of walking away from a paycheck. How did you overcome that, Aaron?
Yeah, well, my paycheck wasn't that great to risk, so I thought I haven't got much to lose. So, look, I think if people's why is big enough, you go on it. I mean, if you look at what you're currently earning, that's what you're going to be earning. You might get a 10% increase every single year, but if you're not happy with that, then you've got to go do something about it. And I always say that everybody has desire. You know, everyone has a desire to wear shorts on a Tuesday. If I walk down the street and say, I've got $8 million and won on the lotto last night, would you like it? 99.999% of people are going to say, yeah, I'll have that money. So they've got the desire for money. But for most people, their desire finishes at winning the lotto or hopefully getting inheritance. There's very few people with burning desire that'll actually go and do and take that action and what's required to go and live life on their terms and perhaps increase that paycheck. Yeah, maybe there's some risk in it, but there's certain ways, and that's why we ended up in home business, to decrease that risk and still have a thriving, you know, business that you can do. And that's what we're calling the new age of business these days.
Well, let's move into that now. So both you guys have got into business. So you're both running gyms. Now, I'm assuming there's some expense needed to get into a gym, Aaron.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I say to people now when they're starting a home business, it just blows me away when sometimes people say, you know, I don't have $200, say, to example, to get it started. I say, you need this more than anybody. That's so, yeah, right. Look, my first gym was about $50,000, which I just did not have. But as I said, burning desire, you find a way to do it. Yeah, there's overheads and there's risk, and there's those things are associated with traditional business. Whereas home business, you got low overheads, low entry fee, and that's why this industry is really booming at the moment. So, again, that's why, you know, home business, not just here in Australia, but you look at places like the Philippines and Africa and all through Asia, is booming as well. And often they'll spend their monthly check to get into business because they have no other opportunity and they're really hungry for it. They'll sell something and get people involved and away they go. So it all comes down to, you know, really having that burning desire.
Yeah, so we're obviously recording this here in Australia, and I suppose Australians have a certain comfort level that they don't experience overseas. So I can see the point with that. Craig, you obviously spent a lot of money to get into your gyms.
Yeah.
And how did you make the mindset shift to say, well, gee whiz, I've spent all this money on the gyms and now I'm just going to sell those, ditch all that, leave it behind and move into home business?
Well, for me, I think when I started my first gym back in the early 2000s, you'd probably appreciate back then the phone options you had were like those big brick Nokias where you could call and you could text and that was about it. There was also no such thing as social media then. So back in those days, a gym was a great business to service, I guess, the baby boomers, you know, people looking to stay healthy for longer and so on. But as you move forward, like 5 years into that journey, Aaron and myself actually re-educated ourselves. We actually went seminar after seminar after seminar to look at business trends. So we read a lot of books, we followed economists, we've, you know, basically educated ourselves, and we then said, look, we need to leverage off new age technologies. And those new age technologies was the emergence of more connectivity around the world with the internet and internet tools. I guess smartphone technology came along and social media. And that then was when I made the decision that I wanted to move into the new age of business. And then at that time, owning around 5 gyms at the time, it was about how do I transition out of that over a period of time.
And was that an easy process to actually trick? I'm assuming you had some staff and there was wages, payroll and marketing for those businesses. Was that a hard transition?
That there was, you know, a bit of a challenge because, you know, people were not looking to buy traditional businesses in today's economy. But, you know, over time, I set myself up and put managers into my gyms and they basically bought in terms of ownership and transitioned out that way. But it was a, you know, a good 5-6 year process to do.
Okay.
And just on that, Benny, you know, it's a really good point, I think, for the listeners right now, where the real big advantage I see the everyday average person getting ahead today in business is that you can do that part-time. So Craig didn't have to, and neither does anybody else listening, go and have to quit their job, sell their business tomorrow to start a home business. You start it part-time, you know, your lunch break, after hours, before hours, and that's exactly what Craig did. You know, it was part-time transitioning, replace his income over a few years with a home business and took the risk out of that. So I think that's a really important point for listeners. Often people think, oh, well, I'm just so flat out now with kids and family and job, and now I've got to chuck another home business in front of me. No, you work that around your lifestyle and try and pick something that's going to give you a very good return on your time pretty quickly, and that's what we did.
So how many hours, look, if somebody was looking to do a transition like you guys were out of their business, or let's even just talk about a job here, and there's somebody that's working 40 hours a week, how many hours a week would you need to put in to see some steady growth in a home-based business?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, when I had drawn a line in the sand where I said, you know what, yeah, I'm in business for myself. At this stage, I was in Sydney, owned a couple of gyms, and I'd really lost the passion for that. And I understood the new age of business. And I could see 21-year-old kids making 50 grand a month in eBay. And I was thinking, how are you doing that? But it got to the point where the alternative just wasn't an option. You know, I needed to get out and have that lifestyle. I remember saying to mum and dad when I was young, I'm going to make $1 million while I sit on the beach. And how are you going to do that?
Well, that actually brings up a really good question, because I was going to ask both you guys about family and friends. Now, when you were planning to get into your traditional business, were there people saying, hey, you're making a big mistake? Are you sure you know what you're doing? And then obviously you have some success in that business and then choose to transition to a home-based business. Were you faced with those kind of things from family and friends?
Well, for me, I guess to start with in business in my early 20s, to come up with the money to and the capital to get started, I actually had to get that off my dad. And my dad was, you know, very reluctant to hand over that money, because he thought, look, you're young, you're getting into business, you've got a good career. Like, he was very much against me doing that. And that was fine, because he just looking after his family and, you know, the safety net of that. But I guess after having success in traditional business as an entrepreneur, I wanted to get bigger, more leveraged and so on. So I wanted, you know, after I had one successful gym, I owned multiple successful gyms, and that was my plan. And every time I made that decision, my dad was always the person that held me back and said, Craig, you know, you've already got a good business. Why do you want two? Why do you want three? Why are you going to now move to Melbourne to do that? So I've always had that person to provide that protection and safety net. And it's a very good sounding board and someone to listen to. But when you believe in what you're doing and when you believe in yourself, you know, magic can happen. And that's what I always believed in myself. And that's where I've moved forward. And I guess my dad's sort of been the safety net, but I've always used that as the way I said, look, I'll be right, Dad. And he was around actually last week, and, you know, I was showing him about home business, and he's going, don't you have to get up and go to work now? And I said, no, I don't do that anymore. Work from home, it's fun. I make, you know, more money now than I was in my gym. You know, this is all about lifestyle. And Dad's very, I guess, impressed with his boy over the 12-year journey.
Yeah, well, that's great. I've got a funny story about that. My oldest son, when he was about six, staying at a friend's place. And since he's been alive, I've always worked from home. And we heard my mate get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and start the car in the driveway. And he said, well, who's that? And I said, oh, well, that's John going to work. And he said, at 6 o'clock? And I said, yeah, most people do. And he goes, well, why would you want to do that? I said, exactly, son, you're not going to do that. You know, you're going to do something a lot more meaningful. So anyway, look, moving on, based on that point, so I find it's really hard for anybody to actually advise somebody to do something or not to do something if they haven't had the experience in it themselves. And it's a really good point for entrepreneurs to listen to themselves and back yourself in like Craig did, and just listen to those desires that Aaron was talking about before and take some action. So you mentioned some books that you guys had been reading. Do you want to just throw a couple of topics out there for the listeners? They might be able to find those on Amazon. Or
books,
There's no bookshops left anymore, I think.
No, we find them online with the new age of business.
But, that's right.
Yeah, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was the first one, I guess, in my 20s that really, you know, reignited me. But, you know, like what you're saying, you find a mentor that's living life how you want to be living and just jump in their back pocket. And I learned that from Think and Grow Rich. And I really think that's the Bible of personal development. Business is a great place for budding entrepreneurs or young people to start. You know, read that book and you can apply those principles to anything in life, being a successful sports star, relationships, business, anything. And so one of the things I learned there was find somebody that's achieved what you want to achieve or is living life how you want to live, and just jump in their back pocket and just follow in their footsteps. And that's exactly what I did in my traditional business and then again in home business. So, yeah, that book was pretty instrumental. I know, Craig, you've read a few other ones as well.
Yeah, I love How to Win Friends and Influence People, because at the end of the day, your ability to communicate with people is your biggest asset. So I love that. That's sort of like a skill set type of booklet. But I really did enjoy the book from Brad Sugars on Billionaire in Training. And that was one of the first, I guess, entrepreneurial books I read. And it was about It was really applied well to my traditional business. I took a lot of, I guess, marketing ideas and a business plan, and that's what sort of led into, you know, investing outside of, I guess, my home business and that as well. So those two books I really enjoyed.
Richest Man in Babylon's a good one. You hear about, yeah, it's a good one. You always hear about saving money, and you know, one of the principles is put 10% of what you earn aside in the savings account. And I must have heard that 100 times. I went, yeah, that's not a bad idea. Never did it. Read Richest Man in Babylon, and from that day forth, whatever I earn, I grab 10, sometimes 20%, put it in another bank account, and you never miss it. I never miss that money, and all of a sudden, over a year, there's, you know, 10, 20 grand saved up. So sometimes your parents can tell you everything, your mentors, your best mates can tell you something. Sometimes you got to listen to an audio or read a book, and bang, you know, it just says it in a different way, and you go and do it.
That's right. It's really got to align to your desire too, and that's when it's going to really impact you a little bit more. So, okay, so from here, we're obviously into 2015. I know that home-based business is growing year by year. The industry is just getting huge all around the world. What's on the cards for you guys for 2015?
Yeah, we're really looking together in the business that we're involved in to really take it to the next level. So, you know, we've got a global business now in nearly 60 countries around the world. So we're really looking to expand that international business and travel to the next degree. And we've got a bit of a motto for next year of doubling our business. So Wow. It's amazing where traditional business, again, they used to talk about if a traditional business grew by 10% every year, they're growing, they're happy. If they grew 20 or 30%, wow, they're killing it. So we're looking with our exponential, you know, business model that we've created to literally at least minimum requirement double our business, and international will be a big part of that. You know, podcasts like this is a new way to get the message out there. But there's so many different avenues that we're looking at next year, and we'll kick off.
Good. That brought me to a question that I was going to ask you just before. When you're talking about growth and you're planning to double your business, cast your minds back when you're in your traditional business. Now, if you wanted to grow, how hard was it to actually grow running a gym?
Look, really, the only way you would grow is implement heavy-loaded marketing strategies, and that often come at a significant cost. So, you know, you'd always have like an ongoing referral program in your business, so, you know, you're generating the clients through referrals. But, you know, we're always looking to invest in marketing strategies, you know, whether it was newspaper ads, whether it was fly drops, radio, whatever it was, we had to invest big money to generate the leads to be able to grow our business here. So I think with the new age, it's a lot more easy, especially with social media now, and it's people connected all around the world, and there's so many entrepreneurs out there looking, wanting to network with like-minded people.
Okay. Well, look, that's pretty much winding us up for our first episode of J-Fire Radio, which has success tips and secrets about the new age of business. I'm going to be back here next week with our home business experts, Craig Schultz and Aaron Biley. And now, if you've got any questions for these guys, I'm happy to read them out on air. Just send them through to questions@jfireradio.com. While you're there, you might as well subscribe to the jfireradio.com, stick your details in the site, and we'll actually email you out every single episode of JFire Radio. Boys, thanks for joining us. Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Ben. We'll see you next week.
Cheers.